On the line now, I have Bernie Dwan, and we're going to talk about a history series. Hello, Bernie. Good afternoon.
Hi, Noel. Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you.
Okay, tell us all about the series, when it's on and what it's about.
I will. Okay. So what I'll do is, for your lovely listeners, I'll bring you on a whistle-stop tour of the three events to give you a flavour of it. And then you can stop me whenever you want.
Okay.
So the first programme then took place in Ballymun Library, and the topic dealt with Jews and Protestants in Dublin. I should explain, first of all, that the series took place over three libraries. I'll take them one at a time.
Okay.
So Ballymun Library, Jews and Protestants in Dublin. So for this show, we were joined by Dr. Melanie Brown, who lectures on Irish history and identity in Trinity College, and by Dr. Ivan Milne, a social historian and European lecturer in Carlow College. Now, Melanie then and Ida, they helped us to navigate an aspect of Dublin's history where perhaps urban legend and local lore have supplanted historiography and learned research. So, for example, we address things like, did Leopold Bloom accurately portray your average Jewish man in Edwardian Dublin? Or were all Protestants horse riding types from the big house? So if you want to find out the answer to those questions, listen in. So it was a lively and informative discussion, full of anecdotes, colourful examples, etc. So I think when you do listen in, you'll agree with me that this was certainly the case. Now, Ida Milne has also co-edited a book, Protestant and Irish, The Minority's Search for Place in Independent Ireland, which was published earlier this year. So that might be one for the Christmas stocking. Now, moving on to Donegal Library, the topic there was the border and the demographic programme, a big, bold topic. So for this, we were joined by the encyclopaedic Cormac Moore and Padraig Yates, who I think improved our understanding of this quite complex aspect of Ireland's history, starting with the border and moving on then to the democratic programme with all that entailed in a post-revolutionary and post-colonial state. Indeed, Cormac and Padraig battled against each other wonderfully to make for a very informative show. They tackled the hard questions and they reached some surprising conclusions that I think the listeners will be interested in.
Okay.
And indeed, again, just last month, Cormac's third book, Birth of the Border, The Impact of Partition in Ireland, hit the shelves. So it's a timely book then, reminding us of the fragility of the border, especially in light of all things Brexit.
It's quite relevant to what's happening today, all right, there's no doubt about
it
that.
It is. I mean, the whole question of the border is just paramount at the moment, and so this book couldn't be more timely. So it's important for us to know the history to put the current developments in the context. And of course then, Padraig Yates, he's well known for his immense tome, Lockout, Dublin, 1913, as well as a series of books on Dublin from 1914 to 1924. So it's fair to say then that Padraig has served Dublin well with his output. So again, a few more books for the Christmas stockings there, if your listeners are looking for some ideas. Finally then, in Raheny Library, our topic was women in Dublin in the era of the Tan War. So for this programme, we were joined by Maeve Cattery and Mary Muldowney, and they're both Dublin City Council historians in residence who have done extensive research in this area and who continue to restore in the public imagination, I guess, you know, the prominent role of women in this period of Irish history. So they tackled the differences then between these women, as well as the role of social class, and that was an interesting angle, the role of social class in the hierarchy of women's organisations. Now, both Mary then and Maeve, they really did manage to convey a lot of information with a dash of humour. And you'll appreciate this when you listen into the programme. For example, you know, one interesting anecdote is how Kathleen Clark, you know, survived a prison stay with Maud Gonne and Countess Markovic.
Yeah.
That difference there was palpable and quite amusing. So then, Noel, over the three shows then, it's safe to say we had top-class historians delivering quality lessons on key aspects of Irish history. and top-class music as well, of course, I can't forget. Mm-hmm. Top-class music and song from the rattling kind.
Okay, well,
so
before...
please have a listen.
Okay, well, before we talk about each of them as well, as Cormac does beam at me maybe once every 2 weeks, and people are fascinated by the history, because I'm amazed, and... first of all, before we talk about them, as I say, when is it on? When is it?
Okay, start? The actual programme?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first programme, Jews and Protestants in Dublin, is being broadcast on this Wednesday afternoon at 3:30.
Okay.
And then next week, the Border and the Democratic programme, and the week after, women, the role of women in the era of the Tan War.
Cool, it's every Wednesday. What time?
3:30.
Okay, in the afternoon.
3:30 in the afternoon.
Obviously, yeah. But the part, the first question that struck me as you were talking through it all, of a few, is that, just to stay with the last one while it stays in my head, what's the significance of women at the time of the Tans?
Well, you know, it wasn't just the Tans we looked at, because you can't really just look at it during the Tan era. You have to go back a bit, mm-hmm. and then you have to go forward. So, I mean, Maeve and Mary, they actually started off, you know, explaining the role of women actually during the land wars, during the era of Parnell. And that's where their activity started. And it was really from then on that they began to strengthen their organisation. And that really happened then with the fight for women's votes. That's where they became, you know, more organised and more vocal. And then they explained very well how the women then, you know, became involved in the Republican movement, and, you know, their roles in Cumann na mBan and in the Irish Citizens Army, you know. And there was a difference of opinion between some of the members in Cumann na mBan and in the Irish Citizens Army that maybe people wouldn't be aware of, and that's explained very well in the programme. And I suppose the old tale, you know, of the role of a lot of women, you know, not being recorded properly, you know, the men getting all the medals and...
Yeah, really, the women were I mean, we've heard women nearly airbrushed out of history as far as all that period is concerned.
Yeah, it may be a cliche to say, it may have become a cliche almost at this moment to say that, but I suppose, you know, in this decade of commemoration, the role of women has been given more attention, and a lot of historians have dedicated a lot of research to this aspect of Irish history to uncover a lot more than we would have learned ourselves, say, at school, you know.
And Bernie, was in the course of the programmes, was there any Q&A?
Oh, there was, yes. So each programme ended with questions from the audience. And there was a very good turnout, by the way, in each library as well. And the audience in each case were enthusiastic, and they actually asked some really, you know, cool, really erudite questions mm-hmm. as well, that kind of evoked more debate, you know, at the end of each show. So, they worked very well.
Okay. I know the subjects were quite significant in what they were, and specific as well. But did you find in any sense as well where people maybe get confused as regards the time frame where each of these subjects actually happened, where people sort of seem to think, for instance, the lockout and maybe the Tan Wars and all nearly happened within the 1 year sort of thing? I get the feeling sometimes talking to people that they have that impression it was all within a short space of time, not spread over a long period. Did you get that impression at all?
Well, it was. Well, no, not really. I mean, to be honest now, the people in the library seemed, you know, judging by their questions, they certainly had no problem understanding time frames. I mean, so we're looking, for these particular shows, really, we were looking at, the Tan War is obviously... over 2 years, but as I said before, when you were asking me about the women, you can never look at just those years. You have to look at the few years before and the few years after.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose the key years, 1913, I suppose, to 1923.
Mm-hmm.
I think people of our generation, Noel, are probably well up. You know, we understand the time frame in which all these things happened. It was a pretty short time in which a lot of things happened. But maybe younger people may not be so up to speed, unless it's been drilled into them now for their junior cert or their leaving cert, you know?
That's
maybe
so,
people have forgotten, you know?
Yeah, that's why it's so important, the history and the way it's taught, the books that are written, like by yourself, as you said, by Cormac, and also any of the libraries there, you can get all the information that you need. But the programme that you've done as well is quite important. So it's on for the next 3 Wednesdays.
And, yeah, people so starting should listen this to Wednesday at 3:30. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and as you said about the border, I had Cormac in last week and we were actually talking about the border. Not specifically, but we talked about a few things in the border community. And I was just saying about how sort of some rivers and some people's land is divided by the border. You could actually live, a farmer could live on it, and half of his farmers in the north and the other half is in the south. And I think people find that hard to understand. And that's the significance of Brexit today as well. We're going back to all this crap, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, it's very, very significant. I mean, obviously, people in borders, people living on borders anywhere in the world, you know, a lot of them have the same problems and the same concerns and the same worries. And I mean, those divided farms along the border between the Republic of Ireland and North of Ireland, I mean, they've been there since the border became a thing, you know, back in the 1920s. I mean, it's not a new thing. It's just that, you know, our attention has been drawn to them again now because of the whole, you know, all the fears, border fears, prompted by Brexit.
Okay, and I think as well, when you talk about, I mean, what was able to happen at the time and the importance of women, as you rightly said, in the year of the Tan Wars, everything it spread right across the board with general society, not just to do what was happening with the Tans or whatever, general society, and they were the backbone of everything that happened, to do with housing, to do with the way people lived, all sorts of things.
They were, and I mean, as I say, an awful lot of the work women did. I mean, I don't want to preempt, you know, what Mary and Maeve said on the show, you know, because they explain the role of women very well, and they mention a lot of things the women did that may not be obvious, that may not spring to mind when we think of it. You know, it wasn't all, you know, first aid. Do you know what I mean? They did
a lot more
than that, you know. And we know the big players, you know, Countess Margaret and Morgan. But there was a lot of other women who did extremely important things. But I don't want to spoil it for the listeners. But you know, you'll certainly come away wanting to learn more about these women when you hear what Maeve and Mary have to say.
Okay, and I'm sure there's going to be lots more things going to happen. And just to repeat again, it's happening over the next 3 Wednesdays, 3:30 in the afternoon.
The next 3 Wednesdays. Yeah. Starting this Wednesday, the day after tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. It's a great programme, Bernie, and congratulations on yourself and all involved. It's really terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Noel. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.